The Forest Service says keeping cars and other big or noisy vehicles off some roads would help wetlands, woods, and wildlife. So the agency wants to shut off motorized access to about half the roads in the Shawamiga-Nicolet, mainly narrow or lightly used roads. Environmental groups generally support the proposal, but Bob Welch of the Hunters' Rights Coalition wants the DNR's help in blocking the plan. Welch says there needs to be a road-by-road analysis.
What we are asking for is alternative one, which is basically the no-action alternative, although that's not what we'd like to ask for. We'd like to ask for a road-by-road analysis. We'd like to support perhaps some road closures. We'd like to support some road closures seasonally, where maybe in the spring it's erodible and shouldn't be driven on. Maybe there's elk calving or something else going on there, and it should be out of off limits during the spring. Some areas may be closed to ATV trail ridership, but should be open for access for hunting. You know, there's a lot of ways you could skin this cat.
At yesterday's DNR board meeting, DNR Deputy Secretary Pat Henderson offered to get Welch more information.
You know, we look at it, and yeah, you know, 55% of the road sounds like an awful lot, but sometimes those, you know, in terms of the impacts and the usability of those roads in the first place, might not quite be as bad, but, you know, we're still looking through that stuff. But I think we can certainly help you with some of that analysis.
But the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation wants the DNR to formally call on the Forest Service to allow more public input on the road closing plan. A federal comment period ends this weekend. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.